So, Catherine, what is the history and significance of this artwork, and when was it taken or stolen?
This is exactly the question. Was it taken? Was it stolen? Was it snatched? Was it given over as a sort of token of appreciation? These specific artifacts are 26 pieces that are on display at the moment in the Musée Quai Branly here in Paris. They include three royal statues from the Royal Kingdom of Dahomey. These are beautiful hybrid figures, half man, half animal, absolutely stunning carving in there. There's a wooden throne. It represents the king surrounded by his servants. Particularly stunning because it was a single piece of wood. You've got four palace doors from the palace of Obame. You've got a throne, a sculptured throne, and you've got various Wara staff. So these are pieces that many of them were looted and then were handed over to the museums here in France when they came back at the end of the 19th century. And the idea is now that these 26 artifacts will, sometime later this month, be handed back to Benin. The paperwork will all get done and they will then head home.
They'll be shipped off to Benin, formerly Dahomey. Now, the culture minister in Benin says that the 26 pieces do not represent all their requests. Do we know anything about the other artwork that is not part of these 26 pieces, and is France planning to return the other artwork?
Well, that has been the big criticism of French President Emmanuel Macron. Remember back in 2017, he made that landmark speech to students in Ouagadougou, where he said that what he really wanted was for African youth to be able to have access to their heritage in Africa, not in Europe. And it is known that there are at least 90,000 artifacts from sub-Saharan Africa in France alone. And in fact, at the Musée Quai Branly, they say they've got about 70,000 artifacts there. So they say they are slowly going through the process of working out which ones really were stolen, which ones should stay here because they were a gift. But the bottom line is that there is a debate here in France as well as to whether or not they should go back. They say it's against the law. There are laws in France which stop pieces of artifacts, art, anything, leaving French museums and leaving the country. And that is why there is this law that only came in December 2020 that allows these 26 artifacts to go back. So a long way to go yet.
Is Benin the only country whose artwork is being returned? Are they considering returning other artwork that might be in their possession?
They are talking about it, but again, we're looking at a speech, a promise back in 2017, and very few actual pieces have been handed back. There's been a sword handed back to Senegal. There's going to be later this year, the talking drum will be returned to Côte d'Ivoire. So, yes, big gestures, big talk, but very little actually being sent back. Another reason the French say they're not sending them back yet is that they want to make sure that these pieces are well preserved when they return. And that's why you've got two curators from Benin actually at the Quai Branly Museum in Paris at the moment, looking at these works of art, learning more about how they're going to be presented when they go home. And you just look at the faces of these two specialists who are here. One of them, a curator from the Royal Palaces of Abomey, he's delighted to look at them and delighted to get tips and ideas and assistance and how they're eventually going to show these artifacts when they get them home.
Right. I think part of the argument has always been that these countries, the original owners of this artwork, do not have the facilities or the infrastructure to house them. Why has it taken this long for France to return this artwork? And is it pressure or is there some other factor at play right now?
Two things really. One is, yes, you're quite right that they were saying all the time, they were hiding behind the fact that there was nowhere for these artworks to be shown. So France is giving 35 million euros to help build that museum where the Abomey treasures will eventually be shown. But you again go back to this being French President Emmanuel Macron, a young president born without all the baggage of the previous presidents of having a colonial attitude to Africa. And he's still the first president who's really said, it's time to just stop all this colonial attitude. And